In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I mean, ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jessica Robin Moore, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 25th, goes to lawmakers in Tennessee who have passed a bill that allows teachers to carry guns in school. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
Chaos erupting in Tennessee's state capitol, where lawmakers just passed a bill that would allow teachers to carry concealed handguns in schools. Emotions were high as protesters descended on the House gallery, waving signs as House representatives voted 68-28 to pass the bill following the state Senate's lead.
We are being blamed for putting guns in schools, but the purpose of it is to protect our children.
The teachers would be required to have a permit, do training, and get a background check and mental health evaluation.
Currently, it's just one of those gun-free zones where people know they can go there and take advantage of folks.
Priya Shrether, NBC News.
Now, let the record show we have had this discussion here on The Breakfast Club before, and I understand maybe why a teacher would want to carry a gun in a school. I mean, if you have a license to carry a gun or pistol, if you know how to properly use your gun or pistol, if you have, you know, your gun or pistol in a secure place, just like you do at home, I don't have an issue per se with you being able to carry your gun anywhere. The reason I'm giving these lawmakers in Tennessee Donkey of the Day is because this bill was passed a year after a shooter opened fire and killed six people at a Nashville school. You mean to tell me, instead of coming up with a comprehensive plan to reduce gun violence, out of all the things you could have done to attempt to curb gun violence, this is the best y'all could come up with? out of all the collective perspectives that could have come from this group of legislators, the best y'all could come up with in response to a mass shooting is let the teachers carry guns. See, the reason I believe a teacher should be able to carry a gun is because I don't know no better. I'm not a legislator. And because I'm not a legislator, the only thing I can think of is self-preservation. If nobody can come up with any great ideas to protect me, then I'm going to resort to what I know to protect me, and that's prayer and my pistol, God and a Glock. But once again, I'm a country boy raised on a dirt road in Mount Corner, South Carolina. I am not a legislator. Legislators in a developed country like America. By the way, no other developed country has as much gun violence as America. But in a developed country like America, there has to be a better way. And there is, but America does not know how to solve problems. Lawmakers should be passing gun laws that actually reduce gun violence. How about background checks for all private sales and restrictions on multiple purchases? How about gun violence restraining orders? Yes, gun violence restraining orders. These allow family members of law enforcement to petition the court to temporarily bar an at-risk person from buying firearms. Police may also be permitted to confiscate their guns. One of the things I found interesting, you know, was this thing called investing in smart gun technology. President Obama said in 2013, if we can set it up so you can't unlock your phone unless you've got the right fingerprint, you know, you should be able to do the same with a gun. And by the way, all this safety technology is available. Entrepreneurs have introduced products that use biometrics to identify a weapon's rightful owner while locking it for everyone else. And I read that once these smart guns, if they have these smart guns, they may not prevent mass shootings with firearms purchased legally, but they can prevent crimes or suicides with weapons owned by somebody else. A lot of times you hear stories about a kid stealing their parents' gun or stealing somebody's gun and going to commit these mass shootings. They don't even fund gun violence research like they should. In fact, they have tried to eliminate the funding for gun violence research. And you know why? Because in 1996, Congress, with a push from the NRA, and we'll get to that, passed the Dickey Amendment, named after its author, former Republican Representative J. Dickey from Arkansas, which mandated that no CDC funds could be spent on research that may be used to advocate or promote gun control. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why we really can't get any proper gun legislation anywhere in this country, because so many of these elected officials benefit from NRA money, if not the NRA, other gun lobbyists. Okay, the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, signed an executive order meant to strengthen gun restrictions, and he urged state lawmakers to consider stronger gun restrictions. But how can state lawmakers do that when they receive funding from the NRA? Last year, data from Open Secrets, which is a research group that tracks money in U.S. politics, found that quite a few Tennessee senators received money from the NRA. Let's listen to some of them.
These are the numbers for Senator Blackburn. The NRA has donated $1.3 million in direct and indirect contributions to the senator. In all, her campaign has raised more than $11 million. Mm. Contributions from the NRA make up about 12%. Mm. Senator Hagerty accepted almost $16,000 since his first run for the Senate in 2020. Now, his fundraising totals at about $11 million. Congressman Fleischman on the House side receiving about the same amount from the NRA. His campaign total is almost $8.7 million, and the NRA did endorse him in 2012. The gun rights group and its support for Congressman Burchett looks like this. Just a little less than $5,000 from the NRA. In all, he has raised almost $3.8 million.
So once again, these politicians will never vote for any type of comprehensive gun reform because they are in the pockets of an organization that advocates against gun restrictions. So of course their solution will be more guns. And that's how we've gotten to the point where Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that teachers can carry guns. Please let Remy Ma give these Tennessee lawmakers the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
That's the best they can come up with.
Yeah, which is sad.
Trash.
And even if you do, if you are a registered gun owner, you're not allowed to take your gun on school grounds. It's like certain rules and regulations you have to have a gun unless you're a police officer, unless you're of the law. So would somebody that doesn't do it for a living be precise enough to shoot somebody that's doing something bad and not hit a student by accident? Bullet not go through the wall to move off of being smart and not emotion?
I don't know, but when you have lawmakers who can't have who can't come up with you know, proper legislation to protect individuals or to even slow down gun violence, I can see where somebody would probably resort to self-preservation. I want to resort to self-preservation.
You know, like you said, we spend all this money sending all these millions and billions of dollars to all these other nations. Yes, we can afford. At one time, I was like, well, it's going to be too expensive. Nah, but if we can send billions of dollars overseas, we can afford to have security police officers in schools.
I would rather that. If you're not going to fund, you know, gun violence research, then, you know, how about fund these schools and, you know, other institutions, fund them to be properly protected.
Right. And if you don't want, you know, police officers in uniforms in school all day protecting because you feel like your kids will feel awkward or uncomfortable, put undercovers. Just have that, have somebody there.
Oh, you mean like the fire marshal on the plane, kind of?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that Donkey Today.
Donkey Today is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.